This is Jack Llewellyn. On the next edition of Currents, tune in as I talk with the folks from Natural Resources Conservation Services. We'll learn about all the different programs that they offer and what the requirements are. Whether you're a small sundowner farmer or you have big acreages, they can help you at the NRCS. That's all here on the next edition of Currents.
Listen to Currents every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on Sports Stop, AM 930 and 97.3 FM, your ESPN radio for the Four Corners.
Good morning and welcome to Currents. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And as I always say, you can go to durangobusiness.org for all the Chamber's upcoming events. And this morning I have folks in here from National Resource Conservation. Did I get that right?
No.
I screwed up already. All right, well, we're going to start off right there. Go ahead and introduce yourself first.
My name is Cindy Wallace, and I'm a conservationist with the Cortez Field Office of the USDA.
Okay.
And it's the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Oh, natural, not national. See, I told you my hearing aids were failing me earlier before we went on the air. So
I'm Valerie Lovett with the Durango Field Office.
Okay.
Cindy Wallace again. Yep. Cortez.
Oh, pass the microphone over. So we got to have fun. This is going to be interesting. Go ahead.
I'm Pam Starr with the San Juan Resource Conservation and Development Council.
Okay. So you guys, I was contacted. Tom Shalaki's here in the room with us, and he contacted me. You guys are working on outreach for your program. So tell me a little bit about what you do.
Well, the NRCS, which is the Natural Resources Conservation Service, is an agency within the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, and we work primarily with private landowners to help them manage or improve their natural resources.
Okay, so, all right, so I'm going to use myself as an example. Is there any criteria for the amount of land you own? I have 6 acres. So if I'm sitting there going, okay, I want to better use my land to grow hay or to grow some other kind of crop, is that the kind of thing you could help me with?
Yeah, there is no maximum or minimum acreage.
Really? So with the program and everything that you provide, how do I reach out and say, I need help?
It really just take a phone call or walk into the office.
Okay, and who do we call? What's the number?
970-259-3289.
Okay.
Extension 3 for the Durango office.
All right.
970-565-9045 for the Cortez field office.
Okay, and you guys are physically where you're located then?
At 31 Suttle Street.
Bodo.
Right.
Oh, okay. And how about in Cortez?
In Cortez, we're right behind Sonic on 5th Street.
Oh, so let me ask you, is it best to call in advance? I'm going to assume you just don't walk in and expect that I can get help.
No, we do get a lot of walk-ins, and really that just initiates the process.
Okay, so walk me through that process. So I come in and let's say, you know, like I said, I got 6 acres, I've got irrigation rights, and I want to figure out how to best utilize, you know, and grow hay. And instead of just being a Freddy farmer, I want to get more serious about this. So walk me through that process. Are there applications that I got to fill out? And
well, not initially. Usually we start with gathering the information of what your resource concerns are on your property.
Mm-hmm.
Then typically a field visit is scheduled to meet with you on the property itself.
So somebody could say, all right, I want to make sure that I'm maximizing my irrigation the best. Is that something that you guys would do?
Yeah, and we could also offer recommendations or alternatives. Just give you thinking that there might be other ways to do it as well.
Oh, okay. So maybe flood irrigating is not the best. Or, you know, I always laugh because some of our neighbors they're always insisting on a half acre foot of water, which I just laugh and go, that's a waste. Because the ground isn't absorbing all of that. So that's stuff you can kind of come in and say, all right, here's some better ideas that we can recommend.
Most of our staff are trained either in agronomy or range science or something like that. And we're a technical assistance agency. And what's really unique about the NRCS is that we deal primarily with private landowners. unlike some of the other federal agencies like the Forest Service or BLM.
Okay.
So we are there to provide technical assistance for all resource concerns.
So does someone have to be in a certain income bracket or losing money on what they're doing? Is there criteria that way?
No, there's no restrictions on any of that. This is free for anyone who wants our assistance. And
it's free.
It is absolutely free.
Really? Mm-hmm. So the term tax dollars are, I'm assuming, where your funding comes from?
That is correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So somebody can reach out and say, I want to improve my situation. It's free. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like there's a huge variety of agricultural, I want to say criteria, but you know, anything could apply to this.
Absolutely, yep.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Like I say, it's a strictly private landowners, and most people are in some sort of an agricultural enterprise, and they come in, and it doesn't matter on what size. It could be vegetable farmers and all the way up to, you know, large ranches or farms, you know, so...
Do you do a lot of work, let's say, with folks that, you know, that I see down at the farmer's market? Because a lot of those people have smaller acreages or smaller parcels, and then they're taking their harvest, you know, down there. Is that you work with them as well?
We have worked with them.
Okay.
We have a couple initiatives. The seasonal high tunnel is a new... fairly new initiative within the last 3 to 5 years.
And what's that called again?
Seasonal high tunnel.
Okay.
And it is for the more local growers who are looking to produce their local food and market it locally.
Really what those high tunnels are for is to extend the growing season either end. It's really all it is a steel frame with a plastic cover over it and keeps the frost off, extends the growing season a little bit.
Kind of like a greenhouse.
Not insulated. Yeah, it's not
okay.
A greenhouse. But
so you're talking about what my wife had over her raised beds. She had the PVC pipe and then had plastic over it.
That's
to
correct.
Try and extend the growing season.
Yeah, these are on a little bit bigger scale, though. But, yeah.
But these resources are available. So along with the free service, so you'll come out, evaluate. Now, is there funding that you guys have that someone can apply for to improve the situation? Like, you know, okay, I need someone to come in and lay piping for my irrigation system. Are there funds like that?
There are funds. There is our most... common program is the EQIP, which is the Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
Okay.
And it's the program used most common in this area. And it's not a drop in the hat. You don't come in and apply, and the next day you're putting something in. There is somewhat of a lengthy process to go from, you know, initial field visit to planning to giving alternatives.
Now, so when you do this evaluation, then you could possibly have some funding then to help accomplish what your recommendations are.
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the EQIP program is for. It's an incentive program. So what we're doing is we're providing a financial incentive to do conservation. And
okay.
That could be anything from an irrigation system efficiency improvement to doing range planning, and then, the seasonal high tunnel program. Those are the most common around here.
Okay. Can you guys stick around? Because we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, I've got a lot of more questions. Welcome back to Currents. Again, I'm Jack Llewellyn, and I'm learning all sorts of stuff with the resources that you guys offer. This is incredible. So I want to ask you, what are the eligibility requirements to have you come out and assess the situation that someone might have that's in agriculture?
For our conservation technical assistance, there really is no eligibility requirements, and that would be somebody just coming in asking for ideas or recommendations, or even just have a question about their property.
Okay.
There is no financial assistance involved with our CTA program, which is a conservation technical assistance.
So I could come in and say, all right, I'm looking to, you know, I'm going to grow grass alfalfa on our front pasture. We've got a lot of weeds. Would that be something you guys would come out and say, well, here's how you could manage that and get rid of those weeds? I'm sitting here, all right, I'm thinking to myself, if somebody out there is listening, and because now marijuana is legal in Colorado, is that something that qualifies?
No, I don't know anything about growing marijuana.
Okay, all right.
But it may be legal in Colorado, but it is not legal from a federal standpoint. So any federal taxpayer dollars cannot be applied towards growing marijuana.
Okay, so it's very similar to what the banks. I mean, the banks now are saying, okay, we can't take money from the recreation or medical marijuana industry. Same situation with your programs.
Either technical or financial assistance, if there's federal dollars involved,
okay,
we can't be.
But if you're growing vegetables, hay, all of those things, definitely yes.
Livestock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now off air, I was asking you the programs that you offer for, let's say, maximizing irrigation. That's the kind of thing you guys can come in and do and say, if you put piping in, obviously there's less waste of water. It's not being evaporation, seepage, all those things. You can help design that?
Yes. The Cortez Field Office is actually what they consider a salinity control office. We're trying to improve irrigation efficiency to prevent some of the over-irrigation, seepage of picking up salts from the soils and getting it back into the Colorado River system.
Okay.
So we do a lot of irrigation improvements. And so someone would come in and say who's currently flood irrigating and they want to convert to something like sprinkler, then mm-hmm. we would assist that person in designing that. We'd actually give them do the engineering for that and then make sure that it's being installed according to specs.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually the EQIP program is a reimbursement program.
Wow.
So the person would install the system, we'd make sure it meets our specifications, and then we reimburse a portion. It's not 100% because we want to have landowner involvement, you know, buy-in into the program.
How much roughly reimbursement? I mean, is it 10%, 30%, 50%? Any idea?
It changes every year. It's not really a percentage. It's an incentive payment.
Okay.
In the past, the Cortez was roughly 75% of the cost.
So it can be substantial.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And the efficiency, because I go out and clean our ditches. We walk that 2 mile stretch to the head gate every spring, and everybody that does that, I sit there every year saying, why don't we pipe the rest of this? And it's expensive, but the return is so much nicer. Put the bubbler valve on top and it shut it off and open it up, and the neighbors are all happier when they get their water. See, I get this a little bit.
Yeah.
So now with the funding then coming in and back into the program, plug one more time how people get a hold of the Durango office.
They could just give us a call or stop into the office. The number is 259-3289 extension 3, or the office location is at 31 Settle Street in Durango.
Okay. And for Cortez?
Cortez is, again, it's 628 West 5th Street. It's easiest to look for the Sonic, and we're right behind the Sonic, turning on 5th Street. Phone number is 565-9045.
And again, I want to point out the services you guys provide are free. It's free. I mean, it's so nice to hear. Now, now, is there a website? Because obviously you guys offer a variety of programs, and trying to cover them all here is tough to do. Is there a listing somewhere that describes everything that someone could take advantage of with your services?
It's the, just Google Natural Resources Conservation Service, and you'll get a flood of information, I'm sure.
Lots of information.
Yeah.
So now let me ask you this. So obviously part of what we're doing here is promoting what you guys do, because you guys are like the best kept secret. I mean, I seriously am sitting here going, wow, being the chamber guy, and I'm learning all sorts of new things. What other things do you do for outreach and besides radio and promoting?
Well, one of the main reasons why we're here today is we do have what's called the Strike Force Initiative, and it's really an initiative to reach out to historically underserved, you know, small farmers, mm-hmm. Things like that. And so just, you know, historically underserved groups of people that may not know about our services.
Okay. Now, along with this, what is your coverage area? Is it kind of like the footprint of Region 9, which is Archuleta? Are you in Archuleta County or no?
The Durango field office does service a small part of Archuleta County.
Okay.
Mostly in the southeast corner.
Okay, so in the southeast part of Archuleta and obviously La Plata.
Yeah, and usually the field offices are county-based.
Okay.
And some overlap in some places.
Okay.
There is an office in Dove Creek and Cortez, Durango, Pagosa Springs.
So you guys are
in the southwestern corner here.
Yes, and what about with the tribes? You guys work with the tribes?
Yes, we have two tribal liaisons that are specifically assigned to each of the tribes. So there's one for the Southern Ute and one for the Ute Mountain Ute tribes.
Okay.
And then I think the one in Ignacio, they have a specific office for them?
They do, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, this is, again, fascinating because all the things that you guys provide, and I think of a lot of friends of mine, I'm calling them Sundown Farmer, that probably could take advantage of what you offer and really better utilize the resources and realize, okay, how much water is being wasted when you're irrigating, all those types of things, and helping design. What about you know, retention ponds, things of that nature? Do you help with that?
If it's associated with an irrigation system, mm-hmm. We do wildlife projects as well. So if somebody's interested in developing some wildlife habitat, do forestry, forestry improvements.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's lots of different natural resource issues that we would be able to help people out with.
So if I'm sitting here and somebody says, okay, I want to expand my pond, so to speak, or whatever, for waterfowl, would that be something possibly?
You know, oftentimes we don't do just ponds themselves, but okay. If it's, you know, associated with other wildlife components, okay. Then we'll do that. And or if the pond is, you know, to improve some sort of an irrigation system.
Okay.
And that's really why the initial field visit is so important, and that is to meet with you and identify the resource concern.
Okay. And so, all right, well, we got to take a break. I got lots of questions. This is all self-fulfilling here. I'm taking complete advantage of having you guys here, but hopefully people are understanding all the different resources that you do offer. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Currents. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Currents. We're having a great time off air in here, aren't we? It's fun.
Yeah.
I've learned that I'm now sitting here thinking I'm going to get on the phone with all of my neighbors' relatives out there on the Mesa and say, are you guys taking advantage of all these programs? This is amazing. So the website, one more time, I'm looking at my little my app here. I can read this. Is nrcs.usda.gov. Okay. And the list of all the different programs you have is incredible. Now, I joked with you off air, and I said, do you have funding so I can get a new tractor?
And no, that would not be through the Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Farm Service Agency does provide low interest loans to producers. I think most of the time you have to go to a bank and be declined before
right.
you can come into okay. the Farm Service Agency.
But there's definitely, you can help people, guide them through the right steps to get there.
Sure.
So, Pam, kind of doing the public relations component of all this.
That's right. As part of the USDA's Strike Force Initiative, the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils and the USDA agreed to provide funding to utilize local RC&D councils, which is the San Juan RC&D for Southwest Colorado, to increase the NRCS outreach to underserved farmers and landowners through these radio shows.
Okay. So you guys, obviously, you're busy at your job, so you drew the short stick, so to speak, straw, to have to come in and do the radio? I'm amazed at all of the resources. I'm clicking on programs here. It'll probably take a minute for my phone to download it. But so it's free. Your services are free. You can offer assistance from irrigation piping, telling people how to do the piping. And what was the... the tunnel thing you talked
seasonal
about.
Seasonal high tunnels, yeah. And that you know, of course, that would be through the EQIP program. We can, you know, explain how they work and things like that. But, you know, as far as some funding for it, that's...
Of course it's through that program.
Yeah.
How can I be so silly not know that? I'm just kidding. I'm amazed. So do you have a lot of individuals that have small acreages that, you know, again, just say, you know, I want to do something with this land, and you'll come out and say your type of soil, your type of irrigation, your type of whatever it might be, this is what would grow best?
Yes.
We can, yes. And really, we offer alternatives and options, and really it's up to the landowner to decide which one they want to
works best for them.
That works best for them. And okay. We try and give them the most information that'll be helpful, the advantages and disadvantages of each. But really, ultimately, it's their decision.
Okay, but I just, again, that resource. Do you work with, isn't there like a master gardener program that goes on? Do you work at all with that?
You know, in the past, we've dealt more with the larger farmers, okay. Farmers and ranchers, and it's gotten to be quite the new thing with the, you know, school to farm.
Or, sure.
And the vegetable growers and things like that. We deal with beginning farmers. Mm-hmm. I probably 2-3 times a week I'll get, you know, some young people coming in who said, you know, this is what we want to do. And we provide them with soils information, recommendations of the type of, you know, mm-hmm. crops that would be best to grow on sure. the piece of property that they have. And
okay. Because everybody, though, can grow zucchini, right? Now, there was some kind of white on the leaf, a fungus or something that we had, and so we had to spray it with some stuff. My wife does all that, but anyway, and I was like, oh, we can't even grow zucchini. What's our problem? But yet we had a bumper crop of tomatillas sold those to Zia Taqueria. Because I forget that these resources are even available to us. So plug the website one more time for me.
It is nrcs.usda.gov, G-O-V.
Okay, and you're part of this Strike Force initiative. And again, that they're helping fund this outreach that educational that you guys are doing.
Correct, yes.
Want to give them enough plugs so they know that we're, you know, and making sure that the funding continues to come. So what is the biggest thing that you have helped? What's the one thing that comes to mind in both Durango, La Plata County, and like Cortez, Montezuma County? What's the biggest success stories you guys have?
I can certainly say that, you know, probably 90% of the irrigation improvements that you see in Montezuma County have been either technically, you know, mm-hmm. or actually financially assisted through our office.
You guys have a huge water project with the McPhee Reservoir.
Correct, yeah.
It's amazing. I remember back when I first graduated from Fort Lewis, this goes back to 1986, 87, and I toured out there.
Yeah.
The whole irrigation, and I'm sure it's gotten even better, obviously, since then. Incredible. Yeah. What about here in La Plata County?
It is the same for La Plata County. Irrigation is probably the biggest resource concern mm-hmm. for our office.
Okay. Now, if I drop your names, can I get my ditch writer to call me back?
Almost. I think for the financial assistance during the planning process, there is some hoops to jump through. In order to qualify for the program, the EQIP program, you need to be an agriculture producer, which really isn't hard to get, but it does require some paperwork with the Farm Service Agency. To establish farm records and to get a farm and tract number for your property.
Okay, so there are some details, but again, you can help individuals with that process.
We can.
It's not just, here's the paperwork, come back when you have it filled out. You'll explain some of the details and what they need to be, what the requirements are, because that can be intimidating. I know for a small landowner, I go, ooh, I don't know if I want to go down that road, but the services and support is there.
Yeah, the main thing is that you've been growing something in the past, and then also that you either own the land or have control over land through a lease agreement to install structural practices on the property. So,
and again, no size of property. I mean, is there an ideal size that you'd like to work with?
It depends on what you're growing and, you know, so what your objectives are, but no.
So it's all custom tailored to what the needs are.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. All right. So one more time, address where you're located.
The Durango Field Office is at 31 Settle Street in Durango. Our phone is 259-3289, extension 3.
Okay.
And Cortez is 628 West 5th Street. Phone number is 565-9045.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. I'm calling you. I'm going to get you out to my house in your community. And I thank you for what you're doing. Again, it's nrcs.usda.gov. And there's a whole list of all your resources and all the programs you have.
You've been listening to Currents, a radio show produced by Durango, Colorado Chamber of Commerce and Four Corners Broadcasting.